This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, a possible link between high blood pressure and dementia. A study of about 4,800 Americans over 24 years found two blood pressure patterns associated with increased risk of dementia. I talked about this with Dr. Carl Horton, a cardiologist with Texas Health Cleburne and Texas Health Physicians Group.
Those who had high blood pressure in midlife and late life, they had a higher risk of developing dementia compared to other patients. And those that had high blood pressure in midlife, as well as low blood pressure in late life, also had a higher risk of developing dementia.
How does either one contribute to dementia?
It's thought that your blood pressure, if it's not well controlled, then you could perhaps have subclinical infarcts, kind of micro or minor strokes that could affect your cognitive abilities down the road. And so that's the reason why there's an emphasis on seeing kind of how early you develop hypertension. And then from a physician standpoint is how well is it controlled. And then it followed these patients for 24 years. So some of those patients, if they had high blood pressure in midlife, we know one of the things we have to be careful about as a physician is when patients get older or they lose weight, sometimes their blood pressure begins to drop. And so what we found in this study was that once the blood pressure drops significantly, that those patients are also at risk of developing dementia as well as milder cognitive impairment.
Since this study found two patterns associated with increased risk of dementia, does anyone know at this point, once those two things are treated, as to whether that might actually lower incidence of dementia?
I don't think the study looked at the patients long enough to really determine that. There was a couple other things with the study that were key variables that you would also want to know about. One of the things was, did the patients have atrial fibrillation? It's an irregular heart rhythm that increased the risk for stroke. You know, in my own clinical practice, I've seen patients, they may have some mild cognitive decline, but once they develop atrial fibrillation, they tend to get worse.
So this is one more reason, really, why you need to watch your blood pressure.
That's correct. From two standpoints, one from it being too high, but also from it being too low, particularly when you get older in life.
Could you have either condition at all or for a while without knowing it?
Definitely. High blood pressure is considered the silent killer. So a lot of people, unless they actually get their blood pressure checked or being seen by a physician, they would never know they have it.
And the same thing with low blood pressure?
If it's very low, then a lot of times people will have more symptoms of dizziness, lightheadedness. Some patients can actually pass out or black out, what we call syncope from a clinical standpoint, or near syncope. Some patients, particularly based on their size, if they have a small BMI or very petite patients, their blood pressure tends to run lower than other patients in general.
May even be genetic?
It definitely can be genetic in certain groups of patients. Certainly African-American patients have higher risk of developing high blood pressure, particularly as adults. You know, there's been rates quoted as high as 35% to 40%. But also in general, the population, as you age, you have a higher risk of developing high blood pressure as you get older.
Of course, I guess the good thing here is that once you are diagnosed, either way, high blood pressure or low blood pressure, you can do something about it even in advanced years?
Well, particularly with high blood pressure, of course, that can be treated as long as you're being seen by a physician on a regular basis and we have certain goals that we shoot for. But once you get older, if your blood pressure begins to drop, then usually certain medications may need to be reduced or discontinued because you don't want to overshoot and have the blood pressure drop too low. When I say too low, meaning systolic of less than 90 or diastolic less than 60.
So in the meantime, we should all be doing, I guess, our best to keep blood pressure in check. So what should that be?
Well, I think it starts with just seeing a physician on a regular basis. If you have high blood pressure, trying to do lifestyle modification and things that that we know that can help improve your blood pressure over time. And that would be regular aerobic exercise. That would be restricting your salt in your diet. That will be following diets that have been studied looking at hypertension, such as the DASH diet, which is the dietary approach to stopping hypertension. So you want to try to follow all those things in terms of lowering your blood pressure as well as medication if you need it.
What could we all be doing just to avoid the possibility of high blood pressure or low blood pressure?
In certain patients, weight also does play a major role. So, you know, even if you lose 20 or 25 pounds, sometimes that can make a big difference with your blood pressure. And then, you know, if the blood pressure is really high, patients are on multiple medications, or if they're diagnosed at an early age, then you also have to think about secondary causes, which, you know, there's some rare tumors that can cause high blood pressure. If you have sleep apnea that's not treated, you know, that's been associated with high blood pressure. So we also look for secondary causes if blood pressure develops very early in life, like say a young adult in their 20s or 30s. Or if the blood pressure is extremely difficult to control, what we call malignant hypertension, where patients usually need more than three medications to keep their blood pressure controlled.
Dr. Horton, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.